So I want you to stand. And in fact, I have asked some young people to help me preach today. I hope that's okay with you. In just a few moments, they'll come. I'm going to call them up in two separate groups. I'll mention the names momentarily. I cannot have everybody that went to Youth Congress help me, because some of you get so hungry that within just 30 or 35 minutes, you would literally pass out. And so we don't want that to happen. And so we will hear from some of them today and perhaps some in the near future. But I believe they're going to help me and help us to experience what God has for us. Again, if I call your name, it'll be two different groups. When I call your name in the first group, just come and stand here behind the pulpit in the area here. And then one by one, you'll come. I've given them 60 seconds. And I don't want you to look at your watch, but I'll be looking at mine. Because there's no way they could tell you everything God did. So rather than them take 5 or 8 or 10 minutes or 3 hours, we're going to let them have 60 seconds today, and then we'll go from there. There is one young man that's going to read something, and I gave him a little bit more time because it's hard to read. You know, it takes a lot of work. And anyway, just when he reads and he takes a little longer than 60 seconds, I don't want everybody else behind him saying, oh, yeah. I got plenty of time. All right. That'll be good. Thank you. I established the rules, and hopefully that will help. God's going to bless. Acts 2 and verse 17. Acts 2 and verse 17. By the way, for those of you that like to know what's going to happen ahead of time, there will be a couple of videos, and all this is going to happen in a reasonable amount of time. Yeah, you should laugh, because if it does, I'll be shocked too. No, but we're going to have a good time. What we would like to do at the end is pray for miracles. So all of this is pointing towards, if you need something from God, you're going to get it today in Jesus' name. Acts chapter 2 and verse 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Wow. These young people are powerful. The ones you will hear from and others that are here, you are powerful in the purpose of God. We're going to talk about that a little bit today as I just preach with the help of some friends. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Let's ask the Lord to speak to us. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated, and we'll get that first video ready, and I'll be asking for it here in just a moment. 800 years before Jesus Christ came, a prophet, the prophet Joel, he declared that it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And he said, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Then 2,000 years removed, we are, but 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ walked on this earth, and then as he departed, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. My spirit will fill you. That happened on the day of Pentecost. And when that happened, when people received the Holy Ghost for the first time, when they were filled with God's Spirit and they spoke with other tongues, the Apostle Peter explained it to the crowd in the way that I've read to you just now. Now, there's a lot more to it. I urge you to read the book of Acts, and especially chapter 2 as it relates to this message. But in his preaching and talking about Jesus dying for our sins, and then, of course, raising up from the dead, he tried to explain to people that the whole goal was for God to fill people with his Spirit. And my goodness, when God fills you with his Spirit, everything changes. In the Old Testament, men and women were moved on by the Spirit and they did powerful things. But in the New Testament, the Lord says, I'm not just going to be with you. I'm not just going to move on you. All of that's awesome. But I am going to be in you. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so the apostle says that when the Lord pours out his Spirit upon all flesh, he said, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. This is not a promise from the prophet Joel. This is not a promise even from the apostle Peter. This is a promise from God that when I pour out my Spirit, I'm going to include the young people. I think that's awesome. In a world where young people are constantly being told, you can't do this because you're not old enough. You can't go there until you get a little bit older. You can't drive until your parents have brain damage. No. You can't get married for 100. No, but the point is this, there's so many restrictions placed upon young people, and some of them are needful, but the Lord said, when I pour out my Spirit, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. In other words, they shall speak by divine inspiration to declare the wonderful works of God. The word prophecy can be a mysterious word, and it has deep meaning, but at a very basic and yet powerful level, you can be filled with the Holy Ghost and you can declare what only can be known by the power of God. In other words, the Spirit of God can give you a revelation. When I walk up to that lady and I pray for her, she's going to be healed. And so you prophesy in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Or you might step behind the pulpit and lead us in worship. There's no age restriction on that. But when you step behind the pulpit, all of a sudden that Holy Ghost inside of you is stirred up and you declare, there's revival in our church. There's revival in our city. There's revival in our generation. And so the reality is this, God has promised that in the last days, he will be speaking to young people and through young people. Now, when they testify today or when they talk to their friends at school, they may not sound like me. There's nothing wrong with that. They may talk in a conversational level or some of them may get fired up. That's not the issue. The issue is thank God that you're speaking to our young people and you're speaking through our young people because you promised our sons and our daughters shall prophesy. That would be a great place to say thank you, Jesus. And by the way, young people, we believe in you. And so that's what North American Youth Congress is all about. That's what giving to Sheaves for Christ is all about. And be aware, I might take an offering sometime today. Just be aware, you were warned. I know we received our regular offering. This might be an irregular offering. But everything about She's for Christ and North American Youth Congress is to let our young people know we believe that God speaks to you and God speaks through you. And that's what was happening in Indianapolis, Indiana this week. 34,000, mostly young people, the largest oneness gathering in the history of North America. And it was teenagers and young adults that led the charge, because God was speaking to them and through them. There's no way to capture everything that happened, but I want you to see this first video. Wow, that's exciting. I get inspired just seeing that. Brother Michael Enzi, who is the General Youth President for the United Pentecostal Church International, he spoke this way and actually wrote it at the end of the Youth Congress. The stage is empty. The lights are dim. The music has faded. But the impact of this event will live on forever in the heart and the spirit of every attendee. We will not, we cannot be the same. There has been a shift in the spirit. We have experienced a generational transition. Revival, harvest, and demonstration are our expectation. It is the new normal. This generation has been called and commissioned. They are anointed. They are appointed. They are equipped, and they are released to fulfill their purpose and ministry in the kingdom of God. What God once did through a few, He will now do through many. Praise God. That's the spirit that has overwhelmed our young people here at Heaven View. Fear is not a factor. Age is not a liability. Age is a responsibility. There is an army rising up, an army of young people, and they will be a praying generation that will touch heaven and shake hell, and the spiritual impact will move like a ripple effect throughout the world, and like shockwaves, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth. That's what 34,000 young people were indoctrinated with this past week at Youth Congress. And if our young people walk around with this attitude that we are a part of a movement that cannot be stopped, that God is taking us places we have never been before, that there will be unprecedented demonstration, and that this generation will march off the map into uncharted territory as a church, we declare with them, the best is yet to come. There's a new wave of glory. There's a new wave of victory coming to Heaven View because our young people have experienced the power of God. I want Brother Josiah, Sister Alexandra, Melissa Catani, Ethan, Brianna Matera, I want them to come up here along with Kara. And they're going to help me preach a little bit. Problem is, I'll get my breath back. I'll be ready to go even longer. So we're going to hear from Josiah first. Alexandra will be next. And then Ethan will be after that, right? And then Melissa, and then Brianna, then Kara. Now, they're probably scared. But every little chance you have to say amen, you're going to help them be unscared. Now, remember, I gave him a few more seconds because he wanted to read something. All right.
All right. As some of you guys know, this was my first time at the North American Youth Congress. If I had to wrap up the whole experience I had there, I'll put it in three categories. The faith factor, this is that, and we are the map. Okay, the faith factor, Jesus. There's a healing in that name. There's power in that name. There is salvation in that name. There's protection in the name, and there's confidence in that name. Yes, hallelujah. One thing that really hit me hard is that God will give you the confidence to reach people in your schools. Recently, I've been struggling with confidence in my school. I would go up to people for God. Time and time again, I would say, God, I'm yours. Use me. But I would be scared to be different and be used. Secondly, this is that. It says in the Bible that it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out all my whole spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Pastor Sam Emery asked us, is this that? And we responded, this is that. Finally, we are the map. God has put doctrine in our church that many denominations have taken away. God has called us to be peculiar or different, and many think that they have to act more like the world to reach the world. God said that if we stay holy, then he will use us to reach the world. It is his job to create opportunities and open doors for us to reach people. And if you think that we are hidden and we aren't recognized for being different, Vice President Michael Richard Pence says otherwise. A letter the Vice President wrote for North American Youth Congress says, "Greetings to each one of you attending the North American Youth Congress, organized by the General Youth Division of the United Pentecostal Church International. As the former governor of Indiana, now privileged to serve at the nation's 48th vice president, I am proud to welcome you to my beloved home state of Indiana. 2,000 years ago, the leader whose footsteps I seek daily to follow said he came not to be served, but to serve. Today, the thousands of you seated in Lucas Oil Stadium did not come for spectator sport, but spiritual service. As faith-driven young men and women, you have set aside summer plans and selfish ambitions to serve in central Indiana, distributing meals to families in need and envisioning social ventures that will make a real impact in real lives. This is servant leadership. I applaud your willingness to extend your hearts and your hands to Hoosiers. By stepping in the Indianapolis community, you put feet to your faith and demonstrate to a watching world that the loving actions of your lives are driven by beliefs held sacred in your hearts. I am deeply inspired by your love for God and neighbors that prompts you out of the stands and off the sidelines into service. Thank you for seeking to make a positive impact in the crossroads of America and in communities across the world. Rest assured that President Donald Trump and I will continue to stand in support of your God-given right to live out your faith in your everyday lives, beyond the walls of a house of worship and the seats of the stadium in Indianapolis. With your help and with God's help, the rising generation of young people will take our nation to new heights and boundless future. May God bless you as you serve in Indiana and beyond, today and in the days that will follow. Karen and I join President Trump in sending our best wishes for a great North American Youth Congress. Sincerely, Michael R. Pence. Hallelujah.
Youth Congress was the most life-changing and most amazing event of my life. This being my first youth Congress, I had no idea what to expect and how much God would move in each service. But over the course of 3 days, I became more passionate in my worship, grew stronger with my youth group, and felt God's love and power like never before. The greatest thing for me was not only worshiping with 34,000 other people, but seeing the miracles and outpouring of God's Spirit in each service. Thousands of people felt the call of God in their life, including me. On the first night of Youth Congress, we were told that the church needs to be moved by their faith rather than fear. And this really spoke to me. Recently, I've been thinking about going on an Apostolic Youth Corps trip, which is a missions trip that either happens in North America or in an international location, but I was scared to do so. That night, I felt God calling me to go on one of those trips. He gave me the faith to overcome something I was fearful of, and I will never be the same. I was greatly impacted at Youth Congress, and I'm so grateful for this experience. Apostolics, young and old, are changing the world, and NAYC is just the beginning of a great revival.
Praise the Lord, church. At Youth Congress, I experienced a call from God, a greater calling that I could have never imagined would happen. God is calling me to do His plan, His purpose, and for greater. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." I was a little scared at first because I know responding to His call is not easy. There are going to be some times where I can't lean on my friends, my family, and there are only times where I can lean on His word. The devil only tried to stop us. But Isaiah 54:17 says, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." That means that we always win, and the devil is always defeated. Church, there is going to be a mass revival if we all respond to His call. The waves of people coming into this church will be nothing like we have ever seen before. God told me, to give up my plans and only to follow His plans because they are greater than my own. Let's all clap our hands, church, because the best is yet to come.
Way to get me all teary-eyed. This year's theme for North American Youth Congress was "This Is That." And it comes from the scripture Pastor read, Acts 2, verse 16 and 17. "But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." During the first night service of Youth Congress, every single person was given a little vial of oil. First, we anointed our own head, and then we anointed others. We were given a boldness and authority to pray for others to be healed, for chains to be broken, for lives to be changed. I'm not talking about just the young ministers and the preachers and the youth workers. I'm talking about young people. Teens and preteens were praying each other through. In 2009, a young man was called to preach. He was called to preach at Youth Congress. And that same young man spoke during a day service 2 days ago. God is using young people to reach others and this world. This generation of young people is catching the vision held onto by our elders. The theme, "This Is That," not only served as a reminder of how God saved us or kept us from a life of sin, but it's a choice for us to make. This was that for the apostles. This is that for our pastor and the saints of old. But is this that for you? Simultaneously, 34,000 people made a decision to claim this salvation story as their own. This is for us. This is for me. This is that for me. Someone else said that if there is a difference between our church services today and North American Youth Congress, it could be summed up in one word: expectation. We moved heaven and earth to make time to get there, and we rushed and prioritized our arrival to assure that we got the best seat, and we mad rushed the door so we could, you know, be first in line to get as close to the front as we could. And we praised God like we needed to hear from him. And even sometimes with no music. And we expected nothing less than the miraculous. What if we had that same expectation here and every Sunday? Young people from all over North America and the world came to this conference expecting great things to happen, and they left with a call to greatness.
Great. 2017 Youth Congress has been my first, and I have to say it has been life-changing. I believe I'll be a better person after this experience. I have made history attending the largest religious gathering in North America. I learned many things from great preachers. Tom Ellis preached about how in the temples they were selling sacrifices so you didn't have to bring your own. They made it a den of thieves. You can't buy praise, you have to bring your own. Sam Emery preached the sermon, Is This That? Are you going to love God or just because your mom or dad says so? I know this is that for me. Is it for you? Chantry Dean preached about Hannah, how she could have lived without a child just with the love of her husband. But she did not settle. We won't settle for less if God has more. Andrew Romine preached about surviving the mirage, that our eyes have more power. Our hands won't do evil unless you tell them to. We need to live by faith, not by sight. Though a mirage may say you come from a home where no one knows your name, that there is no hope, but God says, I am calling. I want to live by these powerful standards, and maybe you will too. Amen.
Praise the Lord, church. Well, what I liked most about Congress was being able to fellowship and worship with all of my friends and family at the football field in Indianapolis. And one of the hardest things that was actually there for everyone, I think, was probably finding somewhere to eat after the service. But that was because of the blessing that people were, over 30,000 people were able to come to Youth Congress. And as far as the altar calls go, the most spiritually intense one would have to definitely be the last night. And Brother Sam Emery was my favorite when it came to sermons. And he started swag walking in the middle of his sermon. And there is apparently a meme going around for him swag walking. And I think the coolest thing about Congress this year was having church inside of a football stadium, because everywhere else was just too small.
Good job. Hey, let's give him a hand. Awesome. Awesome. Praise God. I know some of us older folks have our favorite pew, our favorite chair. You may be seated, but the coolest thing about Heaven View is when there's not enough room for us to have church in Heaven View, because we got young people that are praying and fasting and worshiping and reaching their family and their friends, and the best is yet to come. 1 Timothy 4 says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. To all of our young people, let me say, whether you are at Youth Congress or you're here today, don't let anyone expect less of you because you are young. Your age is not a liability, it is a responsibility. You be an example. Young people, your church believes in you. Your parents believe in you. Your Sunday school teachers believe in you. Your pastor believes in you. We believe in you, that you are a chosen generation, that you are a royal priesthood, that you are a holy nation, that you are a peculiar people, and that you will show forth the praises of him that hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Yeah, maybe some people think you're a nobody, but God says you're a somebody enough to come in the flesh and die for your sins. And he didn't save you just to sit in church. He saved you to save your world. Oh, let's clap our hands and thank the Lord. We want our young people to be certain that God has called them to use them, to send them. They will be leaders in worship. They will be leaders in prayer. They will be leaders in revival. They will be leaders in harvest. And they will be leaders in the supernatural. In other words, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Oh, let's clap our hands and shout unto God. Hallelujah! You may be seated. I'm asking Kimberlyn to come up here. Rachel McBride, Sister LeBray, Sister Elka, and Brother Kevin. I took you off the list. I'm going to let you preach on Wednesday. So incorporate what you were going to say. We're just about 3 minutes behind on my watch. Remember, you're not counting. The last group did a great job. They did a great job. So we're going to hear from Sister Kimberlyn. This is one of our PDYM leaders. She's doing a great job. Sister Rachel also serves on that team. Sister LeBray was there helping out. Thank you, Sister LeBray. On her way to Bible school, right? That's awesome. Wow. And then we're going to hear from Elka, and then Kevin's going to wrap it up. And I believe they got a word for us.
Praise the Lord, church. As you've heard so far, we had a pretty incredible week at Youth Congress. I wish you could see our young people pray like we saw them pray. And I believe you will. I wish you could see God touch them like he touched them this week. It was incredible. You couldn't see what was happening to them and just stand by. There were lives being changed, and our young people are being stirred, and they're raising up, and God's going to use them to do great things. I really believe that he has awakened something in all of us, though, not just our young people, but our youth leaders as well. I know that sometimes we go on these trips just because it's what we're supposed to do, or we want to see what God's going to do in our young people, or because it'll be fun, and we pray, God, pour out your spirit on our young people, transform them, change their lives, you know, make them world changers. But I believe that this week he really touched the youth leaders as well, and I'm so thankful that he doesn't leave us out even when we count ourselves out. I know that for a little while now, I've been feeling led in a particular area, and time after time, it's like God's been nudging me towards something, you know. That's what I want you to do. Go there. Oh, there's something else pointing you in that direction. And I've just been kind of like, maybe I had an idea and I'm getting carried away. That's me. God doesn't want me to really do that. I'm just in my own head, second guessing myself and really questioning God. But this week, while we're praying for our young people, we're hoping that they get what they need from God. I got exactly what I needed from God. I got the confirmation that I had been desperately needing. And so my greatest experience at Youth Congress was that I accepted my calling. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, church. So, Pastor read my scripture, but I'm going to read it again. It's been read several times, but this is what spoke to me. But this, it's Acts 2:16. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions and your old men shall dream dreams. Is this that?
Yes, it is.
This question was posed to us Thursday night by Brother Sam Emery. I'm 31 years old. I didn't have an answer to this question that he asked. It was just going to be another message that I heard at NAYC 2017, which is this my second one. I was very privileged to go. I had went with an expectation, but by the end of his message and the end of the whole of all of Congress, I was blown away. Church, I have an answer. Pastor, look at this generation. Youth team, look at your young people. Parents, look at your children. Dad, mom, look at me. Acts 2:16-17. I'm going to read it again for you because this is incredible. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Our young people were called, and they answered, this is that. This is that. That we have prayed for, that we have sacrificed for, we have given everything for, all the foundations of those that are behind us. This is that. This is those prayers. Look at your young people. This is that.
Praise the Lord, church. Everything about NAYC was great. It was definitely life-changing. To hear the voices around you of young people worshiping and praising the one true God. I can't say that I had just one favorite moment because each night just got better and better. Young people carrying each other back up to their rooms and church vans because they were still slain in the presence of God. The security being filled with the Holy Ghost and prayed for. There is just no one like our God, and there isn't words to explain the presence and the power of God this year at NAYC. You truly had to be there. I would say there were two sermons that were preached that stuck to me, and they kind of go hand in hand. That one question is this, that. Is this the lifestyle? Is this lifestyle it for you? Choosing to live for God and making it up in your mind. Making it up in your mind that this is it for me. No matter what comes my way, I will stand and keep pressing on. Not stepping in and out and being inconsistent with your walk with God. To make it up in your mind, I'm going to be all that God wants me to be and to not be ashamed of it. I remember when I had to come to a place in my life where I had to make it up in my mind that I would not turn back, that God, I choose you. I choose to press forward with you. I choose to submit myself to you and your will. But when God calls you to greatness, what will you give up? Which goes into the next sermon, which talks about sacrifice. What will you give up? What will you sacrifice to answer the call of God upon your life? There are going to be some things that you have to let go, the things that's most valuable to you. It can be family, friends, relationships, your desires, your own dreams, places and things that when God calls you, will you be willing to give it up and walk with him in what he has for you? To say, God, I choose to trust you with my life. I'll walk with you until the end. I give up everything for the call. It was said that man measures success by numbers. God measures success by what you leave behind and what you sacrifice. NAYC was everything that I needed, and I know for each young person that was there, including our youth group. I'm so grateful that I got to experience NAYC another year. There has been a shift in the atmosphere, and I'm ready to see what God is about to do through his people, his children, and all cities by the impact of NAYC. Hallelujah!
Well, first, I wanted to thank my parents and all of our youth leaders that made this possible for us to attend. This has been my third youth Congress that I've been privileged to attend. Congress is truly life-changing event that everyone should experience at least once in their life. I can honestly say Congress has helped make me the person I am today. It has helped encourage me that I'm not the only one who struggles to live the life that God has called me to live. It has also helped me to realize just how great and forgiving our God is. During our time in Indy, I saw concert workers receive the Holy Ghost, people walking down the streets, still praising God after service. It was amazing what God can do with 34,000 hungry souls in a football stadium. But I'm excited to see what God will do with us once 34,000 people return home to cities, schools, and churches. God has called us, but it is up to us to put aside our fears and follow our calling, wherever it may take us. Every Congress has a theme, and this year it was This Is That. During Congress, we were challenged to ask ourselves if this was that for us. So I have a question for you all today. Is that this that for you?
This is that!
So first and foremost, I just want to thank everyone that's laid the foundation and that has sacrificed to sustain us, the younger generation. And I'm thankful for the youth leaders that made a way for us to go, as Elka said. While we were there, we mentioned about, lifting up a memorial, praying for a memorial. And God spoke to me and he let me know that a memorial isn't just to look back on what NAYC was. A memorial is to remember that the same God that performed at NAYC is performing right now. And so here we are, and we have young people pouring themselves out, and he refers to the Bible. And whenever there's a breaking and a pouring out of that alabaster box, there's critics in the corner. But I stand confidently before you all, saying we have a generation that doesn't care about pleasing the critics. They're pursuing their calling, and I'm thankful for that. And something God spoke to me is the first message was fear factor. And so I'm praying, God, I need clarity as far as my calling, because I'm in a season of frustration. I don't understand it. Everyone else is telling me what they see, but I'm not seeing it for myself. So the only thing that separates you from that season of frustration, that season of revival, is what motivates you. And so I'm praying that God will allow all of us to be motivated by faith from this point forward. And I believe that surge will be led by our youth group. And so I'm thankful for that. And that's all I got, guys. Let's see revival.
Great job, Kevin. Hey, let's give them a hand. That's awesome. Hey, your sons and your daughters, shall prophesy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What you have heard today, this is that which was spoken by the prophet. This is that which God has prepared for heaven view for these last days. This is that. This is truly the answer for our world. Young people on fire for Jesus Christ. Young people ready to be what God wants them to be. Amen. You may be seated for just a few moments. God has young people at the center of his will in these last days. And let me tell you something about these young people. They will make mistakes, but they still will prophesy. Sometimes they will confound us parents by the things they do or don't do, but it doesn't change the promise of God. They will have fear from peer pressure and sometimes do or say things reacting to that fear, but don't ever forget the promise of God. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. I want to give our young people permission that when they fail, they just need to get refilled with the Holy Ghost and they'll go back to prophesying. I want to give our young people permission that when they make mistakes, they're going to get back in the altar and they're going to get stirred up by the Holy Ghost and they will declare the works of God. Yeah, there may be bad days. Yeah, there may be struggles, but if they could just get back in the spirit, if they could just stir up the gift that is within them. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And here at Heaven View, you may make mistakes, but don't stop. Keep prophesying. You may fail, but repent and get up and keep prophesying. Oh, let's clap our hands together. Hallelujah! You may be seated. I'm going to show you one more video, but I want to set it up, and then we're going to have altar time. Sometimes, I don't believe it's happened here today, but because I've been around young people, and I was a young person, sometimes there can be a cynical, critical spirit that gets a hold of people. Oh, that's cute. Oh, yeah, Youth Congress. We'll see how long that lasts. I just want to beg you, God has his hand upon our young people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. And what I want to ask everybody here that would consider themselves just beyond the youth age, just beyond that group that perhaps would attend a meeting like this, I urge you, don't belittle the progress that they're making. Don't just spend your time complaining about their weaknesses. Yeah, you have to correct, and yeah, you have to guide them, and oh yeah, they better listen, but don't focus just on what's wrong with our young people. Please focus on what God has promised our young people, because he said it shall come to pass that our sons and daughters will prophesy. Mom and dad, don't underestimate the power of the Holy Ghost. Church family, don't underestimate the power of the Holy Ghost. If you see one of your teenagers dancing or shouting, don't focus on what they did wrong this past week. Instead, focus on the fact there it is. There's the Holy Ghost working. And I know that when the Spirit falls on my young person, they're going to prophesy. They're going to be great for God. Young people see that. That's their confidence that you are going to be great for God. You hear the sound of that applause. That's this church saying, you may make a mistake, but we believe you're going to prophesy. You may fail, but get up. We believe God is going to use you. Hallelujah. You may be seated. So somebody caught this video. It's just a few seconds. But in a stadium filled with 34,000 screaming, crazy young people, you can imagine there had to be some old codger. Ah, this is too loud. They're just acting emotional. This is just ridiculous. Don't be that old codger. Somebody caught a video, and you'll see it in just a second, of a man that even though you could tell age has taken the best of his strength in his body, he got into his walker, and he peered over the stadium with all those kids, and in his own way, he just worshiped. You know why? Because he was inspired by those young people. And I want you to be inspired by these young people, would you? Maybe you cannot dance like they dance, but do something. Maybe you can't jump like they jump, but do something. Maybe you can't run like they run, but be inspired. We've got a church full of young people that are on fire. So do something to be inspired. Do something to say, we're for you. We're with you. We feel it. The Lord is going to pour out his spirit, and our young people are going to lead the charge. Oh, would you clap your hands and shout unto God?